This is an exercise in listening to music in two ways. Music is something many of us enjoy in our lives. In this exercise, we'll explore an important aspect of mindfulness, which is sometimes called two different ways of knowing. Once you've settled yourself into a comfortable position, I'll start the music and ask you some questions about it. Have you ever heard it before? Any idea who's playing or what the music is supposed to be about? When might it have been written? Recently or a long time ago? How would you describe it to someone in words? Could you write a review of 200 words or less that's smart and witty about it? What did you notice, and what happened for you as the music was playing? What was the effect of the questions I was asking and the thinking you were doing? Okay, so now I'm going to restart the music. And this time, let the sounds come in through your ears. Can you sense the sounds resonating in your mind and body? Let the sounds run through you and feel any feelings that come up. Simply experiencing the music and sensations as they are. Nothing to do but listen and feel the music coursing through you. If you notice yourself thinking or judging about what's happening, recognizing these thoughts, letting them go, coming back to the simple experience of listening to the music moment by moment. What did you notice in the first part when you were thinking about the music? So Alexis French, a contemporary artist, composer and producer, with a successful career that includes albums, film scores and live performances at major venues around the world. Now compare it to the second part, when you were just experiencing the music. What did you notice about listening in this way? What was different between thinking about and experiencing the music? Try this exercise in shifting between these different modes of mind, different modes of being and knowing, experiencing and thinking, as you go about your day with music, but also with food, with nature, with art, when you're with people speaking and listening. In fact, in pretty well any aspect of your life. Play with moving between experiencing and thinking as you move through your day. And when you do this, what do you learn?